I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ola, it's Miles. How about this? Maybe you'd like to hear more of The Men's Room.
I know. You can't get enough of us. Subscribe to The Greatest Story Never Told on radio.com.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is The Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Hello, here we go. Welcome to show number 2860. Along with Steve the Throw Hill, the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and my cock,
Montgomery!
And you are in the men's room. Hot tip today, who sucks less? The word has things Americans say that other countries do not understand. Get ready to play Profile This, plus headlines, a men's room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click, clack.
Drinking and drunk.
All right, here we go. Florida man calls 911 three times to tell them he has drugs, and he needs cops to give him a ride. Meanwhile, a woman named Candy beats up three officers as the law she does not abide. To New Jersey, where man poaches more than 3,500 turtles and sells them as pets. A man has a heart attack while laying sod, but he won't go to the hospital until the grass sets. And mom ties a ring to a helium balloon. Guess what happens next? That's all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, let's review some headlines from the last few weeks. White woman calls police on black 12-year-old for mowing his lawn. Woman calls cops on black 12-year-old, not the same story, for delivering newspapers. White woman calls police on black graduate student sleeping in Yale dorm room. There's a ton of these, but my favorite is this. Woman calls cops on black man for wearing socks at a pool. Now, in this case, I might agree. Not to be the fashion police, but come on, brother. That's just not a good look. The thing is, believe it or not, the cops are called a lot, not even on just black people. They're called for all sorts of reasons. If you read the police blotter, I would say a high percentage of the calls are stupid. Every once in a while, the calls are for solid reasons, but inevitably, the cops have been called on you. The cops have been called on someone you know, or maybe you're the person who called the cops. So today, we want to know who called the police and why.
Be part of the big show. Call 844.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
999. Ola, like the Men's Room on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send those emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Ola Michelle is there, and away we go. Welcome to show number 2860, the large and short program we have for you today. The return of Who Sucks Less? As Stephen Thrillhill brings us three stories from the news each and every week, and it is up to us to determine which of those three stories suck the least. How are our stories this week on Who Sucks Less?
I don't think they're awful.
Are they there to anger?
No, you know what? No. I mean, you'll be mildly angry because that's inevitable. I think you more just shake your head and say, what is wrong with people? Or you'll be really pissed.
The word has things that Americans say that other countries just simply don't understand as far as phrases go.
You mean the meaning behind the phrase?
Yeah, absolutely. If you were to say, if you're in England and you're Australia, say, I'll take a rain check.
That means no. Okay, I got you.
They say, "Well, what the hell does that mean?" You know,
that means I'm not going to pay you right now.
I don't know what that means. Well, Americans have plenty of those things, and we've got a few of them coming up with the word. And today, we're going to ask you who called the police, who called the cops. Why did they call them? I will. I'll give you a couple of. This is just bear with me for a second as I give you some. These are some just headlines, and they are from the past 3 months. I'm not sure exactly what's going on as far as
nothing new.
But here is just a few. Black firefighter on inspection duty in Oakland Hills gets videotaped and reported to by police. Hermit Patty resigns from cannabis firm amid backlash from fellow entrepreneurs as Perman Patty. She called police on an 8-year-old African-American girl for selling water without a permit.
Mm-hmm.
That happened in the Bay Area. We move on. A white woman calls police on a black 12-year-old for mowing his grass. Apparently, the 12-year-old at Maple Heights, Ohio, was told by his father that he needed to cut the grass. So he
this
went out
her
there.
Neighbor?
Yeah, he's a 12-year-old middle schooler.
This is her neighbor cutting his grass.
He went out there and he cut the grass. Golly, that's too much. So she called the cops on him. Let's move on. A woman calls the cops on a black 12-year-old boy delivering newspapers in an Ohio neighborhood. Let's go to Columbus, Ohio. A 12-year-old boy trying to get some money for the summertime, and it's early in the morning, and he's doing right? What do you say? You got to get a job. You got to do something in the summertime. You're not going to do this, do that. 12 years old, he gets a job. He's 12. Ah, no. He got the cops called on him in Columbus, Ohio. We move on. A white woman calls the cops on a black graduate student who was sleeping in a Yale dorm. Let's just continue because they're in college, so, you know, whatever. White man who called cops on black mom for using local pool loses job over what they call a terrible incident. Is this the one with the socks? I can't keep them all straight. Oh, no, this is a different one. My bad. We move on to the sock story. A woman calls the cops on a black man for wearing socks at a pool, then gets fired. We'll continue.
I'm with her on that one.
Woman calls police on black family for barbecuing at a lake in Oakland. And here we go. Oh, look. Oh, here we go. Finally, a 40-year-old guy named Rye Wardlaw in Vancouver, Washington, broke into a business in a strip mall late on Saturday night. That business happens to be Northwest Escape Experience. That's an escape room.
Right. Yeah.
He couldn't get out.
He could not escape.
Here's finally a story where he had to call the cops on himself because he couldn't get out. He's not, we don't know if he's white or black.
White.
This is amazing. So we have one of those stories to share. But yeah, for some reason, man, when you call the cops, it's typically like, oh man, someone's got to call the cops. Someone's got to call authority. Like when the kid got hit by...
your world.
Yeah.
So you read these stories to me today. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's life. That's how it's always been.
Yeah.
That's how it has always been.
That's right. It seems like for some reason, though, lately.
No. You're just reading.
All right.
This is not recent.
So now they're finally
reporting.
This is not
new. Right.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
But it takes... I mean, when can you think of the last time you called the cops? I mean, and what was going on?
No.
If you saw someone injured or in a fight.
Yeah.
I'd call 911 if I saw.
Last time I called the cops, somebody was about to jump off an overpass.
Yeah,
okay.
Stuff like that.
Right. Yeah.
I call the cops. If I see an accident, I call the cops. People arguing, I'm not going to call the cops.
Oh.
Even people fighting, I'm not going to call the cops. If you stab someone and they drop,
they might have called the cops on you.
Yelling guy.
You call the cops on yelling guy.
I didn't call 911, but I just called the non-emergency. It was like, right, because it was like I either got to fight him or whatever.
Yeah.
And then
but he
somebody,
does it all the time, right?
He does, but somebody informed me it would look bad if you got in a fight with somebody like that. So if you had it on record already, then there's a paper trail.
Oh, I see.
So they didn't That's say smart. Fight the guy, but had you fought the guy, mm-hmm. we had to show up, then we have, yeah.
Yeah.
That okay. makes sense. I get it.
We're not saying
no. You got
to
protect
punch
yourself.
Punch this loud mouth in his damn face. We can't tell you to do that. But if you did do that, and then someone called the cops, you know, then we know he's a nuisance.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
And we don't hit him.
Right.
But if you do, mm-hmm. there's more we can do in yeah. the future. I like how that. I can't do much for you now, but if you were to beat his ass, then in the future, we could do more for you then.
This guy walked by me at the bus stop.
Basically, that was everybody's response.
Last week.
Strategically, I yeah. whipped your ass.
He's yeah. like, one guy in the building said, well, I could show you where there's not a camera.
Yeah. Oh, jeez, man.
Damn it.
Wow. Why does that guy know? What is that guy up to?
Who knows?
The guy that knows that there's no camera in this place is the guy that needs to do something that can't be, you know, pretty frequently.
Yeah. I just smoke at a bowl in the job.
This guy, employee. This guy at the bus stop the other day, he walks by me and goes, I want you to know I'm very angry. And I'm like, what do you want me to do about it?
Yeah, I'm like, all right, man.
Dude, walking home years
ago. I was like, am I going to have to punch this guy? Is he going to hit me? Oh, no, I shouldn't have said that.
I remember once walking home years ago and this guy walks by and goes, you want to get a fight? I said, no. And he goes, you're a pee. And I was like,
Do you want to get in a fight?
Not really.
That is very
Nobody
kind of
wants
you.
To get into a fight.
Well, ever. That guy does.
There's some
yeah,
people.
That guy really did.
Yeah, well, depending on the drug.
I mean, you're now offering people.
Mm-hmm.
I want to fight so bad, I'm just going to ask strangers, hey, if you're not doing anything right now, do you want to have a scrap with me? No? Okay. All right. Well, what about when you're done with dinner? Like, who does that?
Nobody.
Hey, I don't mean to trouble you, but I'd really like to try to kick someone's ass. Mm-hmm. You didn't win the fight by chance. Like, you having a bad day, anything?
We should make it challenging today by saying, other than your spouse, who called the police and right. why? 844.
Phone lines went dead.
Yeah, exactly right. You mean I can't tell me my wife called him? Ah, well then, hell no story. Who called the police and why? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jake. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Hey, okay. So, at the time, I'm like 19 years old, and I had to do some work on my truck, and I needed to borrow a jack and some jack stands from my buddy, who I've known for years. I've been going over to his house for 15 years at the time.
I feel and, like I already know where this is going.
So, but his family's out of town, and so I go over to the house, and I'm like, I check all the usual open doors. You know, I'm going to get in here and get what I need and get out. And I can't find a way in, and I even at one
point. I was set up for that already.
Bedroom colors, here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio.
Oh, I knew it. God, I wish I bet money on stuff
Sucker,
like that.
Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
You didn't see me make the adjustments. It was official. Yeah. You saw me go for the, all right, okay, just making sure.
Hey, I'm so sorry, guys.
No, it's okay. That's we knew it. I knew it.
And there's nothing suspicious looking about that.
Right.
Now, I will say this. Maybe if I'm that guy's neighbor, and I'm not a guy who's going to call the cops because people are people, right? But if I did see that on my neighbor's roof and I know my neighbor's out of town, I might call the cops if I see someone I don't know on the roof trying to open the window.
Yeah.
Man, I think if you're in the middle of nowhere, this is easier. But, you know, when you... inner suburbia, and there's neighbors. And
I mean, like, once you're on someone's roof, no matter what else you do, it looks bad. But please continue.
All right. So I didn't realize anyone had called the police until after I had loaded up my car, you know, with jacks. And, you know, I got a jack, and I got some firewood from the side of his house to crib my car up. And as I'm about to leave, a police officer rolls up, and he's like, you know, what are you doing? Do you live here? Well, no. He said, well, we got a report of somebody trying to break into this house. And I go, well, yeah, that's me. But I know the family and this and that, and he's not buying my story. And I'm telling him, I'm
that's
like
saying, I know the person I murdered.
Very well.
No, I shot them, but I did know
them for a long time.
You know, I'm telling him, look at what's in the car. I've got a jack, and I've got, you know, about a round of firewood here. If I was really trying to break in, I would have taken the 52-inch TV and the PlayStation and this and that. And he's still not buying my story, and so I'm trying to call my buddy, and he's not picking up because they're wherever they are. And finally, one of his neighbors comes out and saves my ass. He goes, hey, that kid's here all the time. He's not doing anything wrong. And at that point, the police officer was like, okay.
Yeah, it's always good to have a voucher.
You know, it'd be funny, though, if the guy that came out to vouch for you was the same guy that called the cops and just wanted to scare the hell out of me. Mm-hmm.
You know, that guy didn't like me very much. I thought that's what he was going to do.
Oh, when really? You saw him coming, you thought he was going to try to throw you under the bus?
I didn't know where it was going to go.
Okay. All right.
Man.
Yeah.
That's a little uncomfortable. Like, oh, no, not this guy.
A black firefighter conducting city-mandated inspections around homes in Oakland Hills was reported to by police on a separate occasion. He was in question and videotaped by a resident who found him to be suspicious, even though he was in full uniform with his fire truck parked across the street. Several Oakland firefighters say the incidents raise concerns about safety and racial bias. It's extremely unfortunate, said Captain Damon Covington. He is the president of the Oakland Black Firefighters Association. From the outside, it certainly appears to be unfair, unwarranted. The fire service is a microcosm of the world. Racism exists, and it exists in Oakland and everywhere else. Our question, who called the police and why? 844-999-OLA.
Don't call the cops and the firemen. They don't exactly get along.
But he looked suspicious, meaning black. The dude's wearing a full uniform with the fire truck doing a fire inspection. I don't know, man. There's something about him I don't trust. Can't quite put my finger on it.
I can.
Right, come on. Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How you doing today, guys?
Oh, fantastic. How are you?
Oh, got a really good buzz rolling.
Okay,
oh,
nice. Good for you, man.
So anyways, the reason the cops were called, and it was my neighbor who did the calling. And I'm going to give you a little backstory real quick. Bunch of us at my house were partying out, doing the smoking and the drinking thing. We were watching one of them HBO comedy specials.
Okay.
And it was Howie Mandel. I don't know if y'all know the whole Howie Mandel. He puts a rubber glove over his head and inflates it thing. And it,
yeah, it's his version of Gallagher, right. He's got that thing that he does.
Yeah, I've seen it.
But anyway,
I didn't know that was his thing.
He puts a rubber glove over his head. His go-to, okay. Look, if Gallagher cracks jokes and everything, he's going to smash water.
Sure.
In, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, same thing. Howie Mandel's going to tell jokes, but
he's going to put a condom
on. He's
going
to take one of those latex gloves, like doctors know, stretch this thing over his head, and then he blows it. Basically, it looks like a
like a turkey.
It's stupid. It's like a huge rooster, and the eggs, all the fingers are blown out. Right.
But, yeah, that's right. But anyways, he mentioned something on this special, and one of my buddies goes, "Oh man, nobody would do that." I said, "I'm willing to do it." And my friend said, "I bet you $50 you will not do this." I said, "Okay, find me a rubber glove." Oddly, one of my friends in his pickup truck had a set of rubber gloves.
This guy's also a serial killer.
No, he's a proctologist.
Yeah, I mean, like, oh, I got rubber gloves on me. Hang on.
The friends I used to have, you never know.
Okay.
But anyway, he goes out and he gets me a rubber glove. I do exactly what I said I was going to do. I strip down to the birthday suit, put this rubber glove on my head, run out the front door, down the street two blocks, yelling, "I'm a squid! I'm a squid!" Run back into the house. Not more than a minute later, three police cars roll up to our house, and they say, "We hear tell about somebody running up and down the street, yelling something, with a glove on their head." And since I was butt naked, no identifiable clothing, and I had a glove on my head, nobody could have any identifying features of me.
Oh, I see.
This is the criminal mastermind of work. Everything I do naked and with a glove on my head.
So did you get busted?
Not by the police, but my parents, knowing the insanity that I pull, when the neighbors the next day came over and told Dad about what was going on, Dad automatically knew it was me. And so, yeah, I got busted. And
what's worse, Dad or cops?
I'm going to say
Dad.
What is the part? And look, as a parent, maybe this is something I'll face in the future.
This isn't in your manual.
What is the equivalent punishment if someone, the cop or a neighbor, tells me, "Hey, man, your son got naked and ran up and down the street screaming, 'I'm a squid, I'm a squid'?" Because I'm not quite sure how I'd react. I mean, when I'm done laughing about it.
I might have been 16 years old, but Dad was old school enough where there was still the butt whooping in the process.
Oh, yeah. So yeah. You got your ass whipped for stripping naked with a rubber glove on your head screaming, I'm a squid, I'm a squid.
Oh, yeah, the whole neighborhood knew who I was.
But at least you got 50 bucks out of it. And back then, if the special is as old as you say it was, 50 bucks went a long way.
It was a special with Howie Mandel.
You could buy notes. I'm saying you could buy.
They collectively sat down to watch a quote-unquote comedy special with Howie Mandel. There's no way this was recently.
I was thinking the same thing.
Like
Howie Mandel still does specials on HBO?
It's on HBO. Yeah, it's a long time ago.
Story says it's a business that has existed for as long as there's been summer vacations and borrowed lawnmowers. A pint-sized entrepreneur offers to endure the rage of a summer sun on a neighbor's behalf, pushing that lawnmower across high grass for a small fee. Last week in Maple Heights, Ohio, that entrepreneur was Reggie Fields, a 12-year-old middle schooler who is the owner and mower-in-chief of Mr. Reggie's Lawn Service. I like the fact that he's 12 years old, and it's Mr. Reggie's Lawn Service.
Mr. Reggie sounds like a barbecue sauce,
man. You gotta give Mr. Reggie
respect.
Your
last name is Fields. You're gonna name your company after you cut grass, Reggie, and you Fields. Didn't use Fields.
Mr. Reggie sounds like a barber. You gotta get Mr. Reggie.
I would trust Mr. Reggie to do a lot of things, but I would not hire him to mow. I'm sure the kid does great, but like Mr. Reggie's barbecue, trying it. Mr. Reggie's barber, absolutely.
I feel like this kid has to show up with like a fake mustache. Reggie.
This kid is great. Hey. He's 12 years old and he's demanding that his company be called Mr. Reggie. He could be doctor. He could be all.
Mr.
Reggie Fields.
You will have respect.
Lawn service. Exactly. Like, no doubt about it.
Hi, Mr. Reggie.
His sister and two cousins also provide manual labor in their neighborhood outside of Cleveland. They rake and broom and corral clippings and all that. That's what they told Lucille Holt-Colden, who encountered them at a Dollar Tree where they were purchasing a gas canister and some lawn bags on June 23rd. They thought it was a good investment. Her grass was growing taller, and her $20 would be used to keep this particular group of kids, as she says, off the street and out of trouble.
Yeah, Mr. Reggie's.
She was mostly right. As Reggie and his group were finishing up her yard, a Maple Heights police SUV rolled up in front of the Holt-Colden home. When she saw the police through the window, she was surprised. Then she learned what had happened. My neighbors that stay in the house right there, she said. So I guess I have a line where part of it is not my yard. They called the police to tell the police that the kids were cutting their grass.
What?
Reggie, it seemed,
Oh, Mr. Reggie, that's a bad job.
Somebody's cutting your lawn, let them cut it.
Right, exactly.
Right.
This is ridiculous, she said in the video. A phrase she repeated several times during an interview with the Washington Post, along with the lines of, who does this? Holt, Colden, and Reggie are black. The neighbors who called the police are white. Holt Colden does not know why the woman called the police. According to her, the same neighbor has called police in the past. The neighbor reported a snowball fight between black children in the front yard that happened to be the Holt Colden.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Children. The neighbor cannot be reached for comment. Our question, who called the police and why? 844-999-OLA. More your calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
A woman called police on a man for wearing socks in a pool. She was fired from her job. This according to CBS News. Erica Walker was employed by Trilogy Residential Management, where she was a manager of one of the company's apartment developments in Memphis, Tennessee. On the 4th of July, she confronted a woman named Camry Porter, a resident of the apartment development, and her boyfriend at the pool, demanding that he remove his socks. After he declined, Walker called the police. The video of the incident was shared thousands of times on Facebook and caught the attention of local news outlets. Porter says she felt that she and her boyfriend were discriminated against, telling CBS affiliate WREG-TV, it's 25, 30-plus white people out here, and you haven't said anything. You're partying with them. You're partying with them, but when we come, it's an issue. After her call to the police went viral and garnered nationwide attention, the company said Walker will never be employed by Trilogy Residential Management or any of his properties in the future.
She'll never get a job anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So our question, who called the police and why? 844-999-OLA.
How messed up do you think his feet are?
That's the issue. Have you seen the video?
No.
All right.
In
the pool is a relative term. He's okay. Like sitting on the side of the pool. He's wearing like mid-calf high white socks.
Okay. Right.
So I'm with you. Like he's not even really in it. I'm like, maybe he's just got a weird foot thing or whatever.
That's what I'm thinking. Sure. Like, if you're at a pool and you're not taking off your socks, it leads me to believe either you're very self-conscious about your feet or you're doing all of us a favor and we don't need to see those weird talons.
But like, I don't know. I can't fathom what could
call
be really wrong.
Cops.
And
they're
white socks.
Oh, well, see, maybe I'd call the cops in. If they're black socks, you know what I mean? Look dressy.
Maybe call the fashion police.
Who called the police and what? Maybe they need a fashion police.
That's what I mean. Just a fashion police.
Yeah.
I can't believe how they're dressed.
We used to have one, and Joan Rivers died.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Who called the police and why? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Phaedra. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So I called the cops on somebody once.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably getting more phone calls of the cops got called on them. But so my neighbor's dog is barking and barking and barking and won't stop. And I don't care because I have three dogs, but it's unusual for their dog to bark so much.
So you're feeling more suspicious than annoyed, I'm guessing.
Yeah, so that's really strange. So I start to walk over, and she's got three small children, and I realize that I don't hear any of the kids playing. But the TV's really loud, and the window's open, and the dog is barking, and it just won't stop. Now, a little backstory here. In the last, month, our community had some vandalism where they themselves, somebody had put, sugar in their gas tank and then slit their tires.
Damn.
Somebody had caught fire to some bushes. Somebody had drilled a hole in my own husband's gas tank. So, I'm a little concerned, so I walk over there, and their door is open about 6 inches. And, of course, the first place my mind goes is, oh, heck no, I am not going into this house because there are three dead babies and a dead mom in the back bedroom. And
wow, quick, man. Jeez.
Okay. Yeah, right?
Okay.
So when I called the cops to do a wellness check, I must have really sold this dead baby story.
I think you need to just say dead baby, and most people are pretty quick to respond.
Yeah. So four cop cars come rolling up, and I come out of the house because I'm expecting one car. So, and then when I step out of the house, all of a sudden I hear babies laughing in a room, and I went, oh, my God, this has got to be the most embarrassing moment of my life. So I go up, and I'm like, I am so sorry. I hear the children laughing in the back bedroom. I'm like, I must be watching way too much cop drama right now. The cop laughs. Meanwhile, two more cop cars have pulled up. So now we're at like six cop cars.
Oh, yeah.
They do a cancel. They do a cancel. So all of a sudden said eight cop cars had showed up, including the K-9 unit.
No, we learned that the way that goes down at a restaurant too long ago. There was an incident, but a cop wouldn't come. They had to roll up in like 20 cars.
Oh, yeah.
It could just be one. Like, they all had to get together, have a meeting, and then decide where they wanted to go. And then they went there together.
And no dead babies.
Yeah.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.